This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The Alaska Legislature reconvenes today for a special session to decide the amount of this year's permanent fund dividend. Legislatures will also have the opportunity to override or amend Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes, totaling about $444 million. That reduced funding for services across the state, including about 41% of the University of Alaska budget. Democratic Senator Lyman Hoffman of Bethel serves as the legislature's most senior member and sits on the Senate Finance Committee. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with Senator Hoffman on Friday about his expectations for the special session ahead.
Senator Hoffman, with the extra or special session approaching on Monday, what are you going into this session wanting to do personally?
Personally, I think that we need to address the capital budget and figure out what the long-term solution for the permanent fund dividend should be. The amount that the $3,000 that the governor wants, I think we tried that already in the Senate, and it died 10-10, and I voted for it. But I don't see much movement on that issue in the Senate. I understand the House is going to take that bill and try to modify it downward. I would assume that that would be about $1,600, and if they can get the votes for it, it would come over to the Senate, and we will see what happens. But I think that the governor has drawn a line in the sand, and if it is anything less than $3,000, he would veto it, and we're back to square one.
Some people, including organizations like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, are advocating for a complete override of the governor's vetoes. What's the likelihood of that, do you think?
I would say that even if we were in session with all 60 of us, it would be a big hill to climb. But now that we have a divided legislature on where to meet. Many people want to meet in Juneau, others want to meet in Wasilla, which the governor proposed, and some others want to even meet in Anchorage. So I think that come Monday morning or all of Monday, we will not see 40 people in one location, and we have until Friday to take a vote.
On Monday, in which city will you be showing up in?
On Monday, I plan on being in Juneau.
Which items in the budget would you most want to change? Which programs would you most want to give more funding to?
Well, obviously, the senior care benefits are important. Public broadcasting has always been a high priority on mine. The education question, I think the governor is grasping at straws. I think we passed that budget already. So I think that there's potentially going to be a lawsuit there. But the biggest concern that I have is power cost equalization. We've worked on that for many, many years. There's $1 billion in the endowment for power cost equalization. And because it was listed as an item in the capital budget, that budget has been sent to the governor, and we did not get the necessary votes to override a sweep. So there's the potential that the governor can sweep the $1 billion into the general fund, and that gives me great concern.
Did you speak with the governor directly about this matter?
I spoke to him over the course of the year on this matter and told him that it should not be an item that swept. I've had conversations with Ben Stevens, who is in the governor's office, and expressed to him that it should not be swept. Also of concern in the capital budget is expenditures from the earnings of the power cost equalization fund to fund the crime bills, some $300 million and other funds that I don't think is an appropriate source of funds. He says, on one hand, when we're dealing with the $3,000 dividend, that is the law of the land. And I agree with that, and that's why I voted for it. On the other hand, when we're talking about power cost equalization, we passed a bill on what to do with the earnings and excess earnings of the Power Cost Equalization Fund, and none of them include funding the crime package. So I've expressed to him that he needs to veto those items and be consistent on what the law says on what to use those funds for.
Have you talked personally with the governor about other budget items?
I have not talked with him, but I plan on seeing if I could have a conversation with him on Monday or Tuesday.
Alaskans across the state are asking to be taxed, which is something I think unusual for any state in the country to see residents asking for that. Would you support adding additional taxes?
Yes, I would. You know, we need to look at how we fund state government. At a $1,600 dividend, I think we would be in the deficit mode, right around $500 million. The first place that I would look at taxing would be the oil companies and revisiting our tax structure. I think that there's broad support from Democrats and Republicans, at least in the Senate. The governor does not support that concept, and I find that hard to fathom, that he would leave that one industry harmless while he's hurting women, children, the elderly, the poor, education, public education, the university, a slew of other programs. So it's unfathomable to me that he would not look at treating all people in the state on an equal basis. And I think it's time to look at our oil structure and revisit the tax structure for oil companies first. And if that is not enough, then we should look at taxing Alaskans in general.
Would you support a state income tax?
I would support a state income tax before I would support a sales tax.
Because you're a Democrat, but also in the Republican majority in the Senate, does that create any certain obligations when it comes to voting on budget matters?
If I'm in the majority, one of the requirements in the past has been to vote for the budget. But under this organization with Senator Giesel and the team, the choice is there to not vote for the budget. You would not be kicked out of the caucus if you do so. You would lose any chairmanships you have and could face further penalties. But none of them include being kicked out of the majority. So I have voted for the budget, the operating budget, and I think the organization that we have may be tenuous because we have people around the dividend issue that were split down the middle. So that has been the most contentious issue. The operating budget has not been one of those.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks.
Listen to the full interview on kyuk.org to hear why Senator Hoffman believes the permanent fund dividend formula should be rewritten and why he supports the dividend formula being added to the state constitution.
It's a question that needs to be taken off the political ballot because government and politics should not be about the dividend. It should be about what the services of the people of Alaska need and what we can provide.
Senator Hoffman calls the dividend amount, quote, a bidder's war and a, quote, a political football. And he wants to remove this dividend amount from its current position as a powerful lever in political campaigns. And finally, Alaska state troopers checked the home of Ray Steves in Upper Kalskag on July 4th. They didn't know if he would be inside, but he was. The troopers arrested him on 3 felony arrest warrants that total $60,000. Steves caused a lockdown in both Upper and Lower Kalskag in May after assaulting someone in his home. The victim was transported out of the village to treat non-life-threatening injuries. The troopers remanded Steves to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. He's charged with 8 counts of assault and 1 count of kidnapping. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for news in Yukton coming up.